Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Has he signed yet?
I'll tell you when I know, Jess. Ivan's with their owners now.
Have they had a haircut?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Well, when will we know when he's signed?
Excuse me?
What?
Yes, I have had a haircut.
Okay.
That's not what you say.
What do you mean?
Look, I realise you're half woman, half demon, but you can at least abide by social protocol. Hi, Jess. Yes, I have had a haircut.
Okay, Patrick.
God almighty.
What?
I cannot believe you don't know what you're doing wrong.
What the fuck do you want me to say?
Hi, Jess. Yes, I have had a haircut.
Oh, fuck off. You're boring me now.
God, what is this? My fair lady. Hi, Jess. Yes, I have had a haircut. And go, Q Jess.
It looks nice.
I think she's got it. By George, I think she's got it.
That's what you wanted to hear.
It's not a matter of me wanting to hear it. That's what normal people say.
Yeah, if they like your hair, they do.
Well, you don't like my hair.
I don't not like it.
So what then?
Well, I'm completely indifferent to your hair. It's Norwich City to me. No one really cares. It's just there.
Right. Well, thank you.
Did you ask to have it done like Pochettino?
Sorry?
It just looks exactly like Pochettino's.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh. I noticed.
Sure, anyway. What's going on? Done deal?
I will let you know.
This is unbearable. Oh, I feel like we're waiting for Dermot O'Leary to announce the winner.
I thought you didn't want this to go through.
Yeah, but we've ran down the clock now and the worst is behind us. Rod's got to accept it. Ivan Lloyd is gone and no one's coming in.
The game's got to you, Jess. I remember when you were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Do you?
No, I don't actually. It must have been someone else. Whoever it was, I think we fired her.
Oh, God, I can't stand this waiting around.
Well, you're going to have to.
Why don't they just reply?
Painstaking, isn't it? See, this is why I don't do sexting.
This is why?
Yeah. I mean, imagine putting it out there and just waiting endlessly for a response. No thanks.
So no dick pics then?
The only dick pics I've seen were from Hope Solo, and it wasn't a dick.
It's the hope that kills you.
You've seen them too then? Paul, what's going on? What have you heard? Yes! Get in! Oh, thank you, Paul. Listen, we'll speak soon, yeah? Okay, congratulations to you too.
Yes! Come on! 37 million! Lloyd's Bank! That's us! 37 million! Oh, my word! This industry is fucking mental.
Oh, Jess, you know what I say. If you can't beat them, take as much money off them as you can and then crudely reinvest the money into assets that can accrue you personal wealth over the forthcoming years.
You know what, Patrick? Where are you going with this one? It's really not that catchy.
God, I'd love to see Rod's face right now. From a safe distance, of course.
So we're not getting anyone in?
Oh, Jess.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm asking if we're getting anyone in.
Yeah, you're ruining the moment. Of course we're not getting anyone in. We're not getting relegated, are we? What's going to change by getting a player in?
Yeah, but it's more heat on us.
Good. I'm chilly. Won't improve anything, trust me.
Fan morale might improve.
Fan morale. Jess, they nearly burnt down Priestfield Stadium. They caused an international incident at Gatwick. I've spoken to senior members of the Civil Aviation Authority twice. Plus, they sing songs about us week in, week out, so I wouldn't start feeling sorry for them.
What, me as well?
Yes, you.
No, they don't. They just sing na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Fat Man.
It's not Fat Man.
Isn't it?
It's Twat Man.
Right. Well, that's much better. What do they sing about me, then?
Well, it's not nice.
Oh, no. Oh, no, help me, Patrick. Hide me from the mean words. You do realise I got spat on in John Lewis the other day. Spat on.
Right, fine. Well...
Yeah?
There's the song about you being a whore.
Oh, of course. Misogyny, the last outpost of the Pindict moron. How does it go?
How does it go?
Yes.
What, you want me to do a song and dance for you?
Just the song.
Well, I'm not doing it, all right? There's something about you being a whore. then something about Graham Rix's girlfriend is only four or something. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense.
I still don't really get the motivation behind the song.
They're not Lennon and McCartney, Jess. Fans will sing anything. It doesn't have to make sense. But Will Grigg is not on fire, literally or figuratively.
You sure it's not Fat Man?
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, God, I've forgotten the whole point of this conversation. Now, what was I saying? Sexting, Gatwick, Graham Rix.
You don't want any players getting in.
Ah, yeah, that was it. Okay, no players. This is a no-footballer zone, like the referee's office, or by some remarkable statistical coincidence, apparently a gay bar.
Oh, hey, here we go.
Concerning this, and this is the official line from Ivan Lloyd himself on the controversial China move. He says it has been an honour to play for Ashwood. He looks back at his time there fondly, but as he approaches his mid-20s, he would like to look to his future, and he believes China is that future. Sure. That's the word from Ivan himself. Let's see what's happening at the ground. Samantha is in Ashwood. What can you tell us, Samantha?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. It was all doom and gloom here just seconds ago when this news broke, but now it would seem hope has appeared in the form of Liverpool's Harry Weaver, who has just arrived in the car park.
What?
Of course, Weaver has found himself out of favour.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. Following their defeat to Swansea City in the FA Cup, Ashwood now turn their full attention to the last few hours of the transfer window, and in an unexpected turn of events, as Ashwood complete the sale of Ivan Lloyd, Liverpool midfielder Harry Weaver appears in the Ashwood City staff car park.
Is this a joke? Is this like a new internet joke thing that I wouldn't get, but Jurgen Klopp would?
Oh, just let me check.
So is this the news? Have I got the right channel? Is it the real news?
Oh my God.
What?
They're right. Look, he's there. I can see him.
What the fuck is he doing here?
I fucking know.
Oh, let me have a look. Is he going to pay in display or what?
Why isn't he at Liverpool? You know, where he plays for a fucking living.
He doesn't get into that midfield, Jess. Come on.
I'm calling Rod.
No, don't.
He's not going to beat you up through the phone, Patrick.
What?
Why is Harry Weaver in the car park? Shouldn't he be warming a bench at Anfield?
Because I'm getting him in, that's why.
When were you supposed to be notified, Rod? Hmm? Do you know how bad this looks?
Yeah, and when was I going to be fucking notified about Ivan Lloyd, eh?
Eventually.
Put Patrick on the phone.
Look, he's busy.
Put him on the phone.
No.
Otherwise, I'm coming up there.
Give me that. Hi, Rod. Great to hear from you. How's things?
Fuck off.
Okay.
37 million quid.
Yeah.
37 million quid, is that what I mean to you?
Well, that's what Ivan meant to us.
I'm on the brink of walking out, Pat.
You what?
I will walk away from this club quicker than you can say Andre Villas Boas.
Rod, he's just a player.
He was my best fucking outlet.
Look.
37 million quid. That's it, is it?
It was actually 37 million and 5p.
Oh. Oh, right. Sorry, Pat, mate. I didn't realise you needed a fucking carrier bag.
Rod, why is Harry Weaver in the car park?
I'm signing him. Liverpool, I let him go for 10, and I need a holding midfielder, so deal with it.
10 million quid? He's 36!
He's 32.
Same thing.
He's a former England captain, Pat.
Not for 5 minutes against fucking San Marino.
Potato, patata.
What? Who says patata?
Sort the paperwork, Nolan. He's coming for a medical, alright?
Look, he's welcome to use the facilities as long as he fucks back off to Liverpool. Rod, I don't want a 32-year-old. He's got no resale value.
He's got no what?
Stamina. Got no stamina.
He'll be in the physio room. I suggest you give him a nice welcome.
Great. Well, that's just great.
Hey, Houston, I just got a selfie with Harry Weaver. Look at that.
Would he?
Hey, you've had a haircut.
Yeah, I have.
Picture with Harry Weaver. Look,
very good.
Ugh. Pochettino cut. Very nice.
Can we stop looking at my hair, please? This is serious business. There is a footballer in my car park.
Dear Liza.
What do I do?
Google it.
How long left in the window?
Too long to completely avoid this scenario.
Right, well, you could just go and speak to him. Maybe you'll put him off coming here.
He sits on a bench for a living. Of course he'll want to come here. Shit!
Why don't you want him?
Because apparently he's 10 million quid.
10 million quid?
Oh, welcome aboard the Pissed Off Express, Woody. We've been waiting for you.
Why the fuck would we pay 10 million quid for him?
Well, we wouldn't, would we? Unless we were forced into it. Like, oh, I don't know, he turns up unannounced in the fucking car park.
Did he pay in display?
No!
Oh, pal.
Alright, let's think. Maybe we can get those funds and get a player that will give us the resale value further down the line.
What do you mean?
Well, we'll tell Rod that Harry isn't the right fit for us, but we've come up with something else. A replacement.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
You do realise she nearly made us buy Benteke in August.
Alright, that was an accident.
Oh, whoopsie-daisy, I've signed Christian Benteke. Silly me.
Who would speak to us at this hour?
Well, Newcastle are a selling club. They always Lascelles their best players, eh?
Hey. Want to sign Lascelles for 10 million? Well, have you ever done this before?
Well, not necessarily 10. It might have been a bit higher, but at least we could sell him on one day.
I am spending no more than 10 million.
Fine, then let's think. Atsu?
Bless you.
No, Christian Atsu. You could get him for 10.
Oh. All right, let me call Mike Ashley. I think he's in a meeting.
Shit. He'll be calling in sick for a meeting tomorrow, you mean?
That's it.
What's what?
Fail the medical. Well, fail his fucking medical. I did it. Ha! I did it. I came up with an idea and you two didn't.
That's not that bad, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, I am good. Right, you get down to the physio room, Woody. Speak to Nigel and make...
Who?
Nigel, the physio.
He's called Nigel?
Yeah.
I thought he was called Neil.
It's Nigel. He's worked here for 20 years, Chris. We did a big thing for him last year. You made a speech.
That was a lovely evening, wasn't it?
Look, just go down there. Speak to Nigel. Make sure Weaver fails that medical. Find anything you can.
Will do. See that Jess selfie with Harry Weaver?
Now, Woody.
No one cares.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Thank you.
It's a smoothie. I usually have it twice a day. In the mornings, I'll use kale, but in the evenings, I use spinach.
Oh, right. Why the change between the two?
Well, your body breaks down irons differently during alternating periods of the day. And
you, pants off, hands on the table, and Harry will get to you in a second. Hey, just a bit of fun and games from the Ashwood City boardroom. But seriously, Harry, fuck off out the room for a second. I want a word with Dr. Coctopus.
Is there something wrong?
Hopefully.
Hopefully?
Nah, just kidding. I wasn't kidding about the fucking off bit, Harry, so you can still fuck off for a moment, if you'd be so kind.
Right, sure.
Chris, what's going on?
Okay, Harry Weaver, Liverpool midfielder, professional substitute, Ashwood City. What's going on?
I'm conducting a medical.
You're conducting it?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, maestro, I need you to conduct a failed medical.
Sorry, Chris, I'm really tired. What exactly is it you need from me?
I need you to fail his medical.
He's in immaculate condition. I very rarely come across players as fit and in shape as Harry.
I need you to fail his medical.
That's not really how it works.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'd love to hear about how it works. Tell you what. Fail his medical, and we'll have a pint after, and you can tell me all about how it works. Okay, pal? Speak soon.
Chris, I'm not failing his medical. If it fails, it'll be because I found something I wasn't happy with.
Okay. Well, I'm actually doing staff reviews, and I think I found something I'm not happy with.
What?
You, Nigel. You. So the last medical you conduct will be that of Nigel...
Parks.
Nigel Parks. And you're going to find that poor old Nigel Parks has a stethoscope rammed up his arse with the other end tied around his bollocks.
I don't actually have a stethoscope on site. I'm not a doctor.
Oh, well, I am. I'm Dr. Doom, Dr. Strange, Dr. Fox. And here's my diagnosis. You're fucked. Here's my prescription. Do what I say twice daily with a meal.
Right. I don't know if I'll be able to keep it down.
You count yourself lucky it's not a suppository, pal, eh?
Thanks, Chris. It means a lot.
So, is Harry Weaver going to pass his medical?
No.
Thank you. You've been a good little boy. Here's a lollipop.
What is that?
It's a lollipop.
Where did you find that?
Never you mind. Play on, maestro. Hey, Weaver, the doctor will see you now.
Just under an hour remaining in the transfer window. Fairly quiet in the Premier League, waiting for confirmation from Ashwood City regarding the signing of Harry Weaver from Liverpool.
Well, I've just been in touch with Chicago Fire.
Is that a TV show?
No, it's a football team, although it might also be a TV show.
Right, and?
I got them speaking to Liverpool about loaning our friend Mr. Weaver.
So we ship him straight out of here and out of the reach of Rod?
Yeah, another stunner from me, full of ideas today. Rod thought he could get the better of me, that missing Cray twin. We'll have some of that, you cunt.
What? You won't believe who I've just got off the phone with.
What? My phone?
Yeah, this one.
What, my office phone?
Is it?
Yeah. Jess, you're in my office. The phone is on my desk. It's not an ornament. It's my office phone. And it's new. I've had new ones put in here and in the meeting rooms as well.
Ooh, right, okay.
So who'd you speak to?
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you now.
Oh, Jess.
No.
Oh, come on.
It was Manchester United Football Club PLC.
What? Why?
Well, they want to know if we'd be interested in loaning Fred for the rest of the season.
Fred?
Yeah, Fred.
Why Fred?
No, they said it's something you might be interested in.
Might.
Yeah, he might be up for it.
Might said Fred. Why isn't he absolutely gagging to come here?
Well, I suppose he's had a decent life at United.
And he might entertain playing for us. Nah, forget it. I'm not paying his wages.
United said that they would take a big slice of his wages. Huh. We just obviously need to let them know whether he'd be potentially getting in the team.
So they take a slice of his wages and I get a £20 million player? So why are you shaking your head?
More.
What, a £30 million player?
More.
40?
50.
They paid £50 million for Fred.
Yeah, so come on. They take a big slice of his wages, and then we get the holding midfielder everybody wants.
Oh, the best thing since sliced Fred. Fuck, I like that. Do it. Action. On your marks. Get set. Go. Make it so.
All right. Captain Kirk?
Oh, it's actually Picard.
Well, I'll go and see if I can convince him. Have you heard anything from Woody?
No, not yet.
Bye, Harry. Thanks for coming, pal. Better luck next time, eh?
Is that it now? Is it done?
What's with the rubber glove?
You'll find out.
What's up, Nigel? You look down in the dumps.
I've compromised on my duties.
Oh, yeah, thanks for doing that, by the way. It means a lot.
Harry deserves better than that, and you made me ruin a great chance to end his career on a high.
End his career on a high? We nearly stole a fucking Premier League winner's medal off him.
I don't follow.
He's going to pick up a medal if Liverpool win the league. What does he get here? A gold gift and a ribbon cutting at a local food bank? Fuck that. You've saved him. Well done, Nigel.
Here.
What's that?
My report.
All right, yeah.
Let's see what you found. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's really, really good.
Patrick and Woody are on a call with Ashwood City head coach Rod Meadows following the failed medical of Harry Weaver.
What do you mean he's failed? The man's a fucking Adonis.
He's failed his medical, Rod. He's not fit enough to play for this club.
On what fucking grounds?
Confidential. I'm a doctor. I don't talk about my patients.
Tell me.
Let me just check into these piles and piles of documents.
What are you talking about?
Piles of them, Rod.
Hey?
Piles.
You failed him for having piles?
I couldn't possibly see.
You failed him for fucking piles.
Well, he has been on a bench a long time, that'll do it.
He's a good lad, he didn't deserve this.
You know, we've given him a wonderful opportunity.
No, you haven't.
We have, Rod, he's gone now. He's gone to that beautiful care home in the sky. We call it the MLS.
What the fuck?
They'll treat him right, take him out for walks. 3 square meals a day.
I am done.
You what?
I'm done, mate. I'm out of the club.
Rod.
It's too much. You've made promises to me that you haven't fulfilled, and I'm walking. Goodbye.
Well, that was your fault.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't. What was with all that piles and piles of documents?
I was being creative.
Being fucking creative. Christ.
Well, what do we do now?
Jess?
What?
Rod just quit.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, you're lying.
Usually I lie. I lie all the time, but no, not right now.
He's right, Jess. Rod just quit.
Get him on the phone.
We just had him on the phone.
Well, call him now.
What good is that? We just spoke to him.
Get him on the phone now.
It's not going to do any good, right? You can phone all you want. You just quit.
Do it.
You're on the phone all the time as it is. You're like Gabriel fucking Jesus.
Jess, calm down. It's fine. Well, just tell Rod we've got Fred.
You got Fred?
Oh, yeah. Jesse has sorted a deal.
Oh, he's not coming.
What? Okay, explain yourself right now before I throw myself out the window and land on a Sky Sports news reporter.
I said he might be interested, Patrick, that's all.
Well, now I'm fed up.
Give me that.
Hey, careful, these are new office phones.
There is nothing you can say or do to fix it, so fuck off.
Rod, we are going to sign Harry.
Are you?
Are we?
Yes.
I want to hear it from him.
We're going to sign him.
Right. If he signs, I stay.
We'll get right on it. Right, now what?
What? You can't just make assurances and then take it away from him.
But we always do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where's Harry Weaver?
Flying to the US, I would imagine.
Already?
That was how we arranged it.
Shit, we'll get him off the plane!
It leaves in like 20 minutes, Jess. It's done. Rod will get over it.
He won't, would he?
No, you're right, he won't.
How done is this Ivan Lloyd deal?
It's done, believe me.
Can we just delay this, at least until the summer?
Jess, it's 37 million.
I know, Patrick.
This is like the London housing market. It's mental. It's crazy. People are throwing money around all over the place and we need to capitalise on that. This market is broken, okay? And Ivan Lloyd is a 2-bedroom flat in Cricklewood. He's gone.
Well, it sounds like Rod is gone too.
Well, look, we could wait for Harry to land and explain the issues to his agent. Maybe we could get the papers sorted in time or something.
It's too late. If that plane is about to take off, then we can't reach him and neither can his agent.
Unfortunately, I have another good idea, but it does involve a favour from the supporters club.
Yeah, Commander Jenkins, this is Gatwick. We've grounded all planes. Repeat, we have grounded all planes. It's back.
What is?
The Gashwood plane.
For heaven's sake! This is worse than the bloody drones! Get me Patrick Nolan right now. I'm going to Lanzarote tomorrow. For God's sake!
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.